This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a nursing home history and physical on Michael Ray, last name R-A-Y, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Place was Mission Point in Flint. Date was June 20, 2022, new paragraph patient profile. Mr. Ray is a 62-year-old male who comes from the hospital in Saginaw, new paragraph history, present illness. Our chief complaint, he's here for post-acute care and he has a tracheostomy and he had recent infection, period. New paragraph history, present illness. Mr. Ray is 62 and had laryngeal cancer and a tracheostomy 10 years ago, period. Now there's just a hole there, period. He speaks by having his hole covered, period. There's a small cannula there, but no large tracheostomy, period. He was hospitalized in May around the 9th or so of this year with sepsis and the sound of aspiration pneumonia with leukocytosis, period. He had sputum cultures performed on the 10th of May, which showed mixed morphology, period. Cultures grew pseudomonas aeruginosa, and he was started on zosin and vancomycin, and then later later switched to zosin. Period. Later put on ceftriaxone and then switched to zosin, period. He then went to cefepime at St. John Main Hospital, period. In fact, he was consulted, period. He was not short of breath when seen, period. I see in the records that he was sent to Henry Ford and signed out, and he came back to the hospital in Saginaw, period. Then they wanted to transfer him, and he refused, period. Apparently, the laryngectomy and tracheostomy was done at Henry Ford, period. New paragraph. His biggest complaint now is that he is NPO because he failed a swallowing evaluation, but he wants to eat, period. He's at increased risk, but he doesn't seem to have any insight into this, period. Speech has seen him, and he failed a swallowing evaluation, period. In the hospital, they try TPN and then a G-tube, and he has a G-tube, but he's actually not letting them tube feed or give him meds because he wants to eat on a tray from a tray, period. The total laryngectomy was done at Henry Ford in Maine in 2013, period. He has a transesophageal puncture in place now, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional. He's not feeling feverish, having chills. Eye denies visual complaints. ENT denies earache or sore throat or hearing problems. But he has a tracheostomy, as noted. He speaks by putting his finger over the tracheostomy site. Respiratory, he's not short of breath and not cough, and he does cough, period. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or dizziness. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or diarrhea or constipation. GU, no dysuria, musculoskeletal. He appears weak and he walks, he uses a wheelchair and transfers. When asked why he's not walking, he couldn't give me a good reason, but it sounds like it's just a weakness, period. Musculoskeletal, no joint inflammation or effusion. Skin, no rash or itch. Hematologic, no bruising or bleeding. Endocrine, no known diabetes, no hyper or hypoglycemic symptoms. New paragraph, past history. Tracheoesophageal fistula that was treated and known for about 5 years. He's had frequent tracheal dilatation at Henry Ford. Recent weight loss the last few years. Total laryngectomy, 2013. Tracheoesophageal puncture, aspiration pneumonia. Possibly due to the tracheoesophageal fistula. Hypernatremia, and he had a sodium of 171 at one point. Hypertension, leukocytosis, metabolic encephalopathy, pseudomonas pneumonia, chronic aspiration. New paragraph, family history. His date, his father is deceased, but only could tell me it's due to old age, period. His mother is alive and relatively healthy, according to him. period. He was not aware of any heart disease or diabetes or cancer in the family, and he wasn't really able to tell me much about his family history, period. New paragraph, social history, does have a history of alcohol excess, period. New paragraph, medications. Alec was 5 milligrams twice a day, levothyroxine, 137, 5 micrograms daily. Protonics, 40 milligrams IG tube daily. Allergies not known. New paragraph. Examination. He's not severely distressed. He's a bit thin framed. Period. Weight. I don't see a weight yet. He states he once weighed over 200 pounds, and he's lost weight gradually over time. Blood pressure 104 over 64. Pulse 77, respiratory rate 18, temperature 98.1, oxygen saturation 98%, head and neck, pupils equal reactive to light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, exocuments are intact, oral mucosas, moist, period. He has evidence of surgery, period. User normal inspection, period. There's no hearing problems. Neck show the tracheostomy, no master nodes. Lungs were cleared of percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1-S2, no gout, no murmur. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, no palpable organomegaly. Skin reveals a large midline scar, which he states was from the surgery for the laryngectomy, period. CNS, apart from the tracheostomy, cranials are grossly intact, and he's able to verbalize by putting his finger over the trach. He does have a hoarse voice, period. Sensation is intact, and he has movement of all limbs, period. He just may be too weak to walk, but he can elevate the legs well with good strength, and he can elevate his shoulders, period. Hand grip is good, and shoulder range of motion is about normal, period. He's oriented with normal affect, period. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, Mr. Ray has a tracheostomy to laryngeal cancer, and he states they think they got it all, and there's been no recurrence reported in the records, period. What's this? Okay. I'll probably see you later, because I got to get to the hospital.
Are you
going to
put it in
No, well, can you put it in the computer? Yeah. I think I still got another one, Mrs. Ross.
I just got those from Leanna.
Oh, okay. What are you... Oh, okay. Nancy Brown. Wait a minute, she was in the hospital? Oh, these are my face. What are these? Oh, it's a sign.
Yes.
Okay, I'll sign them.
Okay.
I thought you were going to give information about someone.
No.
Okay, then, an assessment plan. Mr. Ray has a tracheostomy with laryngeal cancer. He's had frequent revisions of that at Henry Ford, period. He has had erratic behavior, and he's had alcohol excess, and he's had drug abuse, period. He recently had hyponatremia at 170, which came down to 151. It was actually 171, came down to 151. And he was treated for recent Pseudomonas pneumonia, period. He seems stable from that standpoint, but the biggest problem is that he wants to eat, but is NPO and has had aspiration, period. It's not recommended, period. He's refusing tube feeding and other meds. So if it's possible, I'll have the home get him to sign a waiver indicating the risk of aspiration, period. He thinks there's no risk, period. He's had tracheoesophageal fistula, and it's been healing poorly, and he has seroprotein calorie malnutrition noted, period. He should be on tube feeding, period. They did give TPN at the hospital.
Is he ordered? Have tube feeding ordered?
Yes. Leanna said there is no way that he can sign.
There's no way?
He
okay.
said the only way we can get around it is if he signs up for hospice, and then he can have pleasure trips.
Okay. Well, he's not a hospice candidate. Apparently, the nursing home states there isn't a waiver he can sign for eating, period. He appears to be over the hypernatremia, over the recent aspiration pneumonia, period. He attributes the chest scar to the laryngectomy, but apparently he also has a history of coronary artery bypass graft, hypertension, chronic kidney disease, stage 3, and hypothyroidism.
So you're not going to give him anything, then, huh?
For the hypothyroidism, I'll continue to live with thyroxin, 137 micrograms twice a day, period. He comes on us on Eliquis for DVT prevention, but I do not see clearly in the record any diagnosis of atrial fibrillation and DVT, period. Oh, I do see now on the record that he has had a DVT and was on heparin and Lovenox at one point, period. I will thus continue the Eliquis as is, period. This is on a different set of records, period. I'll follow him while at Mission Point, but I do not believe I can order him a tray, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. Mm-hmm.